Don Day is here now from Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming. Don, a lot of ground to cover. I want to start in California. Still a lot of wind, a lot of fire. What kind of conditions are they working under?
Well, not going to get any better. This is the time of year, which is normally dry. You tend to, as you get into November and December, start to get into the pattern where they get more wet. But, you know, over the next week to 10 days, there's just not much help there. And this big cold wave, this big area high pressure that came into the Rockies and Plain States, and now the cold air pushing into the Midwest, that high pressure center is working with low pressure that's out in the eastern Pacific, causing a wind gradient and causing that Santa Ana wind in the Southern California, fanning the flames of the fires there. So, unfortunately, there's going to be a little bit of help with less in the way of that pressure gradient over the coming days, but no precipitation either.
Then from the northern plains through the eastern Corn Belt, lots of cold weather. Precipitation, too. Can you tell me about what's happening over the next week or so?
Yeah, well, right now it doesn't look like any real heavy precipitation in the northern and western areas of the Corn Belt, but there is going to be some wetness across portions of eastern Iowa, Illinois, Missouri, and the eastern Corn Belt. Parts of the central Corn Belt will get some moisture, first of all, from the low coming out of the southwest United States over the next couple of days, and then what's left of what will be Hurricane Zeta is going to come up and catch the eastern areas of the Corn Belt with some rain here later this week and over into the part of the weekend coming up the first half of the weekend. So it'll be the central, southern, and eastern Corn Belt areas that look to be the most wet, drier, north and west.
Is the hurricane still scheduled to come ashore somewhere near the port of New Orleans? And I'm really concerned about not only the people and lives there, but of course the port itself and whether it will remain operational.
Yeah, it's certainly a concern. Now, there's a couple things going on. First of all, it weakened to a tropical storm overnight as it went over parts of Mexico and weakened a little bit. It is going to likely become a hurricane again. The one positive thing about this is that the low coming out of the southern plains is going to help accelerate and make the speed of the hurricane a lot quicker than the last two that have impacted the Gulf. So, yes, it's going to go through that port area. Yes, there will be heavy rain and strong winds, but it will be at least a very quick mover.
Yeah, so it won't be stifled and just drop deluges upon that area. Hey, thank you so much. I appreciate it. We'll talk with you again next week.
Sounds good.
That's Don Day. He's with Day Weather out of Cheyenne, Wyoming.